Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you and share with you some of my favorite songs. And I can't tell you how much fun I have finding these songs and listening to them. The first song I'm going to play is the last song I played on the last show, Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. I only got to play a little bit of it then, and I want to play the whole thing. John Mellencamp was from Seymour, Indiana. I lived in Columbus, Indiana for 5 years. Seymour is not far away. Seymour is not very big. When John Mellencamp talks about his small-town experiences, they're for real. I've seen his videos on, you can see them on YouTube. They're a trip to watch. John Mellencamp has so much energy, and he just seems to be having such a good time, and those look like his friends he's playing with and singing with. And I enjoyed seeing those things. So this is Cherry Bomb. It's from 1987. John Mellencamp was influenced by a lot of people, including Bob Dylan. So here we go, John Mellencamp with Cherry Bomb.
When they hear me talking like this to you.
That was Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is Harry Baia, your host. The show is from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I've got a variety tonight and a few stories to tell you. The next song is another one we played at the end of a show and never got to finish. It's gospel. I sing gospel. I sing the bass part when I can. And this is one of the songs I like a lot. I've often sung it, often had it led by other people, and just get a big kick out of it. It's called The Soul of Man Never Dies. This particular recording is by a group called Nothing Fancy. And I looked around on iTunes to find a good recording of it, and this is the one I came up with. So this is The Soul of Man Never Dies by Nothing Fancy.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, no tea, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
That was Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by Nothing Fancy. Nothing Fancy is a Virginia group. They're from Cremora, Virginia. They've performed in Harrisonburg, Buena Vista, that part of the eastern part of the state out there. I want to tell you a little bit about this kind of music, bluegrass and fiddle music and stuff. This is bluegrass. There's another old-timey kind of style. You'll usually find in there a banjo, a guitar, a mandolin, and a fiddle. Any one of those things can be left out, but you'll often find all four. And a typical bluegrass song, a typical traditional fiddle song, has an A part and a B part. They just go back and forth, A, B, A, B, over and over. If it's a singing song, usually the B part's the chorus, as in The Soul of Man Never Dies. So each time they get to the A part, they sing a new verse, and the B part, they'll sing the chorus. But if it's just instrumental, they'll just do A, B, A, B. And every now and then they'll have a three part. So that was bluegrass. We're going to have another bluegrass in a few minutes. But the next song is a long way from bluegrass. This is Country Boy by Harry Belafonte, recorded in 1966. Harry Belafonte has a beautiful voice, and you'll hear it here. He's famous for Calypso. His Calypso album came out in 1954, and he became the king of Calypso. and it was the first Calypso album to sell over a million copies. And Harry Belafonte had lived from the time he was 9 to 14 in Jamaica, so he has some valid roots there. But he was born in New York and raised mostly in New York. And this song was recorded in 1966. This is definitely not Calypso. But listen, it's just a simple song. There's hardly any instrumentation in it. But somehow he manages to put a lot into such a simple song. This has always been one of my favorites from the first time I heard it.
I ain't gonna marry in the fall. I ain't gonna marry in the spring. 'Cause I'm in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring. And I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun. I'm never gonna kiss the ruby lips of the prettiest girl in town. Never gonna ask her if she'd marry me, for I know she'd turn me down. 'Cause I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun. I never could afford a store-bought ring with a sparkling diamond stone. All I could afford was a loving heart, the only one I own. For I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun, and gold in the morning sun.
That was Country Boy by Harry Belafonte from 1966. Now we're going to go back to bluegrass. This is Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Bill Monroe is considered the founder, the father of bluegrass in some ways. He played mandolin. In his family, he was the third oldest, and everybody got to choose an instrument. And one of his brothers, older brothers, chose guitar, another chose fiddle, so he picked mandolin, and he became a master of it. And he sort of formed this kind of music. He met with Earl Scruggs on banjo and Lester Flatt on guitar, and they became the Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. They performed on Grand Ole Opry. In 1967, he started a bluegrass festival in Bean Blossom, Indiana. Now, oddly enough, I lived in Columbus, Indiana, about 15 miles from Bean Blossom, from 1965 to 1970. So I went over there and saw the bluegrass festival. I probably saw Bill Monroe. I didn't know enough to realize what I was seeing, but it was a very interesting experience nonetheless. This is a classic song. It's Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy. I really wanted the song, and when I looked for it, the best recording I could find was by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. So here's the story about Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy. ¶¶
sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling morning star to run along the street. I've got no hat up on my head, no shoes up on my feet. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. Never mind, sir, how, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, my clothes are mighty thin. I wonder about some place to place my daily bread to win. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. Father was a drunkard, sir, I've heard my mother say, and I am helping my mother, sir, as a journey on my way. My mother always tells me, sir, nothing in the world to do. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town.
That was Bill Monroe with Jimmy Brown, the newsboy. I'm not sure what year that yet was recorded. Probably in the 60s. The next song is one that I'd forgotten about. I just happened to bump into last week. It's called Stop Children, What's That Sound? It's by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I looked them up on the internet. Crosby, Stills, and Nash are three very famous singers. They'd all been with other groups. They'd all been lead singers, and they got together and formed a group, and there was a fourth guy, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And this is one of their songs. They had a number of hits. They had all the, any one of them could sing lead. So when they sang harmony, they did some wonderful stuff. So this is a kind of a mysterious song. It always kind of haunted me. I'm not sure what it means. See what you think it means.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep in it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Stop, look, what's that sound? With Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I used to go up to Toronto to visit some family up there. And one year when I was up there, I heard this song and really liked it and tracked it down and bought the album. It turns out the group is from Toronto, but they became popular. This was on the American Hit Parade. The group has an almost embarrassing name. I mean, what a terrible name, or what a great name. The name of the group is Bare Naked Ladies. So you can imagine seeing a marquee outside a theater saying Bare Naked Ladies. I mean, what do you think is going to be in there? You're not going to expect a group of men who are singers, but that's what they are. They sing. And this song is their best, biggest hit. It was called If I Had $1 Million. They had a lot of light repartee in their stage presence, and this song is full of it. I read that in a concert, when they sing this song, they get kidding around and making up verses, and the song can go on forever. They just love to play with this song. So we're going to hear them in the popular version. They play with it here, too. This is Bare Naked Ladies singing If I Had $1 Million.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there always be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains,
ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had $1 million,
now we'd take a limousine, cause it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would, we just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right, all the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had a million dollars.
If I had a million dollars.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
What, not a real green dress? That's cruel.
And if I had a million dollars.
If I had a million dollars.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had a million dollars.
If I had a million dollars.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had a million dollars, I'd buy your love.
If I Had a Million Dollars by the Bare Naked Ladies. Don't they sound happy? They're just having a good time there. I'm going to stop for a while and tell you who we are and what we're doing and tell you about some other shows. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This show normally plays on Monday nights from 7 to 8. I'm your host, Harry Baya. This is coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory, Virginia, where the radio station of Emory and Henry College. And we have a number of other shows that might interest you. I'll just mention a few that are particularly interesting to me. Steve Fisher on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 plays Rise Up Singing, a lot of folk music. I'm playing a couple of songs tonight that would fit well with Steve Fisher's show, but he plays a lot of protest songs. He plays some other stuff, just things that he thinks fit his theme, and he usually has some sort of message to get out. I don't have a message. I let the songs give a message. Sometimes I have a message because it's built into the songs. Tonight, the next two songs are, a few minutes, we're going to have some Irish songs that are sad, sort of protesting what's going on there. But otherwise, I just pay my favorites. Anything I think is just wonderful to hear, and I want you to hear it, and I want to share it. I've mentioned before, my goal is to haunt you. I can't haunt everybody with every song, but I play songs that haunt me, songs that stick with me, songs that I remember, that grab my heartstrings usually, or make me feel good, or feel bad, or feel something. So that's what I'm looking for. Another show that's interesting is Jim Barker's The Eclectic Hour. That's on Tuesdays from 8 to 9. So that's a strange show. He interviews people. He has a variety of music. He's had classical. He's had jazz. I'm never quite sure what Jim Barker's going to do in his show, but it is eclectic, and it's fun. And the third show I mentioned, I heard it again last Friday night, is Robert Weisfield's Let's Get It On. Robert is, when his show is on, he's taking us to another world, another planet, another dimension, and you could feel it. His whole style is utterly unique. If you get a chance, listen in. Just turn it on from sometime between 9 and 10. Turn on WEHC 90.7 and pick up Robert Weisfield just to get a feel for what he's doing. You may not want to listen to the whole show. It may not be your style, but it's certainly interesting to hear. Also, I want to mention that you can email me at hbaya, that's hbaya, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. If you have any suggestions or comments or things you'd like to hear on the show, let me know, and I'd like to hear from you. I do have a few fans who contact me and let me know what they like or don't like. They often correct things I've said on the show. If I get a fact wrong, they are happy, I think, to let me know. And now we're going to move on to another interesting song. I played a song last week by Lyle Lovett. I like Lyle Lovett. He's a nice guy. He's from Klein, Texas. He was married to Julia Roberts. He's a farm boy. He's a country boy. He's for real. He likes animals. He was nearly killed by his uncle's bull in 2002. So he gets into the real stuff. You know, he gets into the yard with the animals. Anyway, this song is called If I Had a Boat. And apparently, Wikipedia tells me it was based on a real incident. Apparently, he tried to ride a pony across a pond and didn't do too well. He and the pony survived, but it occurred to him he'd be better off on a boat. So he wrote this rather whimsical song, which I enjoy. You can listen for the verse about Tonto, and just the whole idea of a pony and a boat. So here we go with Lyle Lovett, If I Had a Boat.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies, then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Well, now the mystery masked man was smarty. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, King Wasabi, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Lyle Lovett singing If I Had a Boat. We're going to switch moods now. I mentioned earlier that Steve Fisher plays a lot of protest songs and political songs, and my background, a lot of it's in folk music, and I heard a lot of songs over the last 40 years. Many of them are sad. A lot of folk music songs tell sad stories. There are some happy ones too, but here's some Irish ones. There are two in a row, two different stories. The first story is real. I won't tell you exactly what's going to happen in the song. I'll let you listen to that for yourself and figure it out. But it really did happen. There were three friends, and this is their story. This song is called There Were Roses, and it's sung by Maloney O'Connell and Keane.
My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Baina, he lived just across the field. Great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to court young Agnes Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road joy and laughter filled the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for the friendship, it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we always will be one. For the ground our fathers plowed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hope there'd be no more. As little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Camlet Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day. Minister, he closed his eyes, if no revenge he prayed. And all of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road bowed our heads and we said a prayer for the resting of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, tears of the people ran together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. Late at night a car came prowling around the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald that they've taken from the door. But Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his tears. The centuries of hatred have ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye till every blind. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Now I don't know where the moral is or where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders, they are not the ones to die. It's Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you and I. there were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. There were
was There Were Roses, a sad Irish song. There are a lot of sad Irish songs, and I've got a few more coming up next week. But for now, we're going to play a second one. This is another song that got to me once, and I wanted you to hear it. So, this song has words to it. I'd heard this song years ago and looked for it on iTunes and found this version of it. There were many versions of it. All of them were pretty good. I picked this one. I liked it best. It seemed the cleanest and simplest. I wanted the story to be told. It's not the music that I want to get across here. It's the story and the heart and the feeling of it. So here's another sad song from Ireland.
I sat me in the valley green. I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley, 'twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us. 'Twas harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek it morning early, and join the bold united men while soft wind shakes the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging, the foeman shot burst on our ears, from out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side, in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died. While soft wind shakes the barley. Now blood for blood without remorse, I have taken to Oulard Hollow. I've laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon will follow. Around her grave I wander drear, new night and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
That was The Wind That Shakes the Barley. I understand Sinead O'Connor does a version of that. Scott Boltwood mentioned that to me. I haven't been able to find that. I'd like to find it, because Sinead has an even clearer voice than the woman we just heard. Now we're going to switch gears. By the way, let me remind you, you're listening to Wombats and Music, normally played on Monday nights from 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And this is Harry Baia, your host, and I'm playing you my favorite songs. So this is a new favorite for me, and it's going to stretch you a little bit. It's in Spanish, but I do speak some Spanish, so I can understand part of this. However, when I first heard the song, I just heard the melody and the voices. I didn't understand it at all, and I fell in love with the song. So I'll tell you a little bit about that. I was in Colombia for Christmas, the country of Colombia in South America, and I was at a party, a family party with a big family, and I heard this song along the way. And it was a collection of songs in Spanish, and I loved this song. And I happen to be lucky because the singer is a Colombian. A lot of the songs are from all over the Spanish-speaking world. This particular singer, Sylvester Dangond, is Colombian. So by picking this song and liking it, I endeared myself to my Colombian friends there. It's all in Spanish, and you probably will understand what's going on. It's a sad song. Basically, he is telling his girlfriend, I understand you're leaving, and I'm going to miss you, but I can take it. I'm a big guy, but I hate to see you go, and it's going to be sad for me, and you've made it hard for me, but I'll go on. And that's his story. This particular style is called Vallenato. I could go into 10 minutes of this. I looked it up on the Internet. It's a whole new kind of mode of music. It's a Colombian folk music style. It was recently accepted as part of the Latin Grammys. They now have a category called Vallenato. So this song is in that style, whatever that means. It has different rhythms and different things. It's a distinguished kind of in a way that makes it different from other music. Now here comes La Indiferencia. And I think it's just a fun song to listen to. Think of these voices as instruments. And the guy is also chatting away with the people and telling the singers, sing loud for me, guys. And he's having a ball sort of leading the song. This is live from some concert. So here is Sylvester Dangond singing La Indiferencia, Your Indifference.
Quiero indiferencia. Oye, que no cante esta canción aquí porque no quiero a Lucho Alonso. Ay, yo, a mí eso me da pena, está pegándome un trago delante de ustedes, pero es que ya está la hora del desorden. ¿Quién no me aplaude esto a mí aquí ahora? No, que se lo tomó usted también, usted es artista, más que yo. Oye, Chiqui, lo que te dice Mahana, cuidado con la asesina. Siento un dolor en mi corazón, siento que se acaba de verdad todo lo que vivimos los dos. Algún día tenía que terminar todo lo que vivimos los dos. Todo en la historia se quedará. El orgullo que a mí me mató ahora pudo más que la verdad.
Vamos nosotros, hombre. Sé que yo no era el mejor hombre del mundo. Sé que me merezco que acabes con esto y punto. Pero ten presente todo lo que hemos pasado. Y si es suficiente un rumor para acabarlo. Y si ha decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en tu camino. Pero lo que quiero yo sinceramente es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay.
Ay, no debes confiar en la maldad. El tiempo de dar a la razón. Cuando te enteres de la verdad.
Me fascina esto.
Tus amigas piensan que tú y yo somos la pareja ideal. Te digo que con mentiras no. Te ruego no me hagas llorar. Esperando que yo me consiga otra.
Ya me estoy cansando
de los teatros que me montas.
Ay, me iré de tu vida
si de mí sigues dudando.
Ay, cuando me decidas
no te quiero ver llorar.
decidido
no volver conmigo. Suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en mi camino.
Pero lo que quiero yo, sinceramente,
es volver contigo,
volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir coquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay.
Pero uno comprueba si la canción se sabe, el público la canta, ¿no? Te damos una con el corito. Sí, vamos, Lucho, tú estás. Yo no valgo un peso aquí, que vale, ya quieres tú en esta canción. Si no te canta la canción, es tipo que no te quiere, ¿oíste? Ah, esa indiferencia,
la que me domina.
A pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa.
El ay, 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 que sea más duro del corazón.
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, ay.
¡Vamos, duro!
Ay, ay, ay,
mi vida. Ay, 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 ay.
Otra vez, no lo he escuchado, Lucho.
Ah. Y esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina,
me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquilla.
Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo.
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay,
mi vida.
Ay, ay, ay.
¡Vamos!
That was La Indiferencia by Sylvester Dangond. I have a couple of little stories to tell you about that. One is that he's always billed with another person, Juancho de la Estrella. That's the accordion player. I don't know if you noticed the accordion, but the accordion is used in this kind of music as it's the rhythm and the counterpoint and harmony. It's something like the fiddle in some of our songs. And so the accordion player gets equal billing with the singer in this song. The second thing is that while I was in Colombia, the son of one of my friends knew that I loved this song and came and got me and said, come upstairs, I want to show you something on the internet. So he went upstairs and he'd gone to YouTube and he found Sylvester Dangond singing La Indiferencia. And I can't tell you how heartwarming that was to me, because I had fallen in love with the song. I just listened to it over and over, and I tried to figure out the words, and I felt sort of, I don't know, like a crazy man. And he put on this YouTube video of a live concert of Sylvester Dangond, D-A-N-G-O-N-D, by the way, singing this song. And the people in the audience were worse than me. They just loved this song. They were all singing it, thousands of people, swaying back and forth and dancing and enthusiastic. They were just as wrapped up in this song as I was. And it made me feel good. I didn't feel quite so strange at having been so affected by the song. There were many other people affected just as much as I was. Enough of La Indiferencia. Now we'll move back to 1954. This is Three Coins in the Fountain by the Four Aces. It's from a 1954 movie about three young women in Rome, and each of them makes a wish as they throw a coin into the Trevi Fountain. And the story is which one will get her wish to come true. And so there are three coins in the fountain. Which one will the fountain choose? There was a parody of this, I read, called Three on the Goon Show, which is a British comedy show. Three goons in a fountain. Which one will the fountain drown? But this is not the parody. This is the original song, Three Coins in the Fountain by the Four Aces from 1954.
Make it mine.
Make it mine.
Please make it mine.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers.
Which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless?
Well, that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. This is usually played Monday nights from 7 to 8. It's also played other times. And I just want to wish you all well and hope you'll join me next week to once again to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.